This is Novel Marketing, Episode 12.
I'm Thomas Umstadt, Jr.
I'm James L. Rubart.
And this is the show for novelists who hate marketing but still want to become best-selling authors.
So in this episode, we're going to be yakking about how Goodreads can be an excellent tool for boosting awareness of you and sell more of your novels. And we're excited to have a very special guest, Randy Ingermanson, who I first met back in 2006 at a writing conference, and he's one of two novelists that I would say actually discovered me. So I've known Randy for a long time and have a great deal of respect for him. You know that joke, Thomas, when you say, well, I'm not intimidated by the guy, he's not a rocket scientist. Well, Randy is the counter to that joke, because Randy is one of the most brilliant guys I've ever met. He is the rocket scientist. He's got a PhD in physics, and he's used that in just gifting of intelligence to really dive into the fiction world. And if you are not subscribed to his advancedfictionwriting.com blog and website, people certainly should do that first. But excited to have Randy because, like I said, he's taken his intelligence and applied it to teaching fiction, and he also has applied it to marketing and how to get more awareness for yourself and your book. So I'm excited to have him. Welcome, Randy.
Thanks for having me on today, guys.
So, Randy, I know you've been doing a lot of tests lately with Goodreads, with your book, Writing Fiction for Dummies, but also with your novels. But before we get into the tips, I want to talk a little bit about what is Goodreads.
Well, Goodreads is social media for readers, okay? And that's cool because there is no other, you know, really good social media for readers only. You know, if you get on Facebook, you're talking to 1.2 billion people, but most of them are not there to hear about books. If you're on Goodreads, there's, 16 or 18 million people, and they're all there to hear about books. That's cool.
It's where the hardcore readers go to talk to other hardcore readers about the books that they're reading. As we would say, it's a target-rich environment if you're a novelist who wants to sell your books. So
exactly.
So some of the things you can do on Goodreads to market your fiction, what would you say would be the first place to get started? Let's say I'm a novelist. I just had a book come out. What should I do with Goodreads to help sell more copies of that book?
The absolute first thing you should do is sign up for Goodreads. You can't do anything until you've done that. And it's amazing. Maybe only 10 or 15% of all writers actually are signed up on Goodreads. Mm. That's ridiculous.
Wow.
So do that first. And I know Goodreads is difficult to navigate, and it kind of has a reputation as a scary place for authors. Part of the reason for that is authors get on there and they start acting like jerks. You know, they're trying to sell their stuff. And Goodreads readers don't like that. Nobody likes to be marketed to. So as soon as you get on Goodreads, the first thing it's going to ask you to do is to describe yourself as a reader, meaning you have to pick, you know, what books you have actually read and start entering those in. And that's really the main point of Goodreads, is to help you track what you've been reading, okay, so that other people who are interested in you can find out what you've been reading and get recommendations. Okay, does that make sense?
It is, but what if I only read my own books? Should I still be using Goodreads?
Then you should die. You need to go away. You are a selfish, a horrible excuse for a human being. Just go away.
So as someone who's not an author myself, but a huge reader, I read 50 to 70 books every year. I love Goodreads as a reader, because it gives me a place to find new books to read and to review the books that I am reading. And people are often asking me for book recommendations. And one of the things that I've done is I've put together lists of books. So here are my favorite marketing books for authors, and I've got a list on Goodreads. And what's cool is that other people can vote for books on that list. And so it's not just my list, but it's also a collective list. And so there's a top list of marketing books for authors, which we'll have the link to in the show notes. How can authors use those lists without being super self-promotional?
That's a good question. Actually, I would say before you start getting into the lists and the marketing and stuff, there's a second step you need to take. So you've signed up for Goodreads as a reader. but Goodreads needs to be told that you're actually an author. Mm. So there's a second step you take. You tell Goodreads that you're an author, and then you have to claim your books. You have to tell Goodreads that I am the Joe Schmo who actually wrote, you know, this great book by the author Joe Schmo, because it won't know. Goodreads has really no way of knowing what books you wrote, especially if you wrote books under a pseudonym or if your name is slightly different on the cover from the name that you signed in as an author. So you have to claim all of your books. And once you've done that, what I've discovered is that when I first signed on as an author on Goodreads and claimed all my books, I found that there were like 8 or 10 or more editions of some of my books. What does that mean? Every time someone says, oh, I read this book, Oxygen, by Randy Ingermanson and John Olson, or I read this book, Oxygen, by Randall Ingermanson and John Olson, or I read this book by John B. Olson and Randy something or other, that's a different edition. And all kinds of mistakes creep into those book descriptions. And every time someone enters a different looking version of the book, that counts as a separate edition. So you have to clean up all those mistakes that people have made. And if you're the author, you have librarian privileges. You can clean those up, but you have to go in and do it.
So let's say I have written one book, but there's 3 different editions on Goodreads, and they each have 2 reviews. I could combine those 3 editions into one edition that has 6 reviews and looks more popular.
Actually, those editions will be probably already combined into a single book. But the problem is that you've still got, so many editions sometimes, and they may have wrong information in them. So you want to make sure that the authors are listed in the correct order, that the authors' names are spelled correctly. If there's more than one author, all of the authors' names are listed on the book. And you need to make sure that the product description is right, because who types in the product description? It's whoever first created that edition of the book. And they may just grab it from Amazon, or they may type in something themselves that's really lame. And you need to fix that. If there's a terrible product description on there, people are going to see that and think the book is terrible. That is a very time-consuming thing, because the user interface on Goodreads is really a little bit clunky. I mean, this is well known. It's hard to get around on Goodreads. It's hard to figure out how things work.
Now, recently, Amazon.com purchased Goodreads. And so the hope in the industry is that Amazon will bring in their usability experts and clean house at Goodreads. But that hasn't happened yet. Hopefully, for those who are listening, in the future, it'll happen for you. But let's say I've gotten my profile on Goodreads to 100%. I've gone in and done the work and cleaned up all of my books. And so now everything is shiny. Everything is set up. What do I do next?
Hook up your blog, if you have a blog. It's very easy on Goodreads to just tell Goodreads, this is my blog. And then every time you blog, it will appear on Goodreads. And your fans will see that. They'll actually get an email if people fan you. And that's a good thing.
And I want to underscore this again, because mm-hmm. it's so critical. Did you hear what he just said? Your fans, people who connect to you on Goodreads, will get an email from Goodreads with your blog in it. I have fanned hundreds of authors on Goodreads, and I think 3 of them get sent in the weekly email from Goodreads. And so this very easy thing that you only have to do one time will automatically send all of your blog posts out to your readers, which is a powerful marketing tool.
Right. I'm always looking for marketing things that I can do once that will work for me forever. This is one of the things. Now, another thing you can do, if you happen to have access to the ebook versions, that is files, the EPUB files for your books, is you can load those up to Goodreads so that people can then download a sample of that and read it right there within Goodreads. Okay, that's another cool thing you can do. You only have to do it once, but it works for you forever.
So, Randy, you can do that as a traditionally published author or an independently published author, correct?
Right. Either way, as long as you have the EPUB file. If you are traditionally published, you always have to ask your publisher permission. You cannot do anything like that without asking permission.
Right.
So when you sell your book to a publisher, you are giving away certain rights. If you're an indie publisher, you have it, you have the rights automatically, and you can just go ahead and post those. And Goodreads is looking for an EPUB format. So that's the format that goes to Barnes & Noble, to the Apple iTunes Store, to Kobo. So you need to use that format, not the Kindle edition, which is, of course, the edition that's more commonly sold.
So what most readers are doing on Goodreads is that they are marking books as read and adding them to shelves that they have. So everyone starts off with three shelves, a want to read, a currently reading, and a read shelf, where they'll give books reviews and then give books ratings, and they can see the books their friends have read. So when I'm trying to decide whether to read a book, I'll click on the book and it says, my friend Randy has reviewed and read this book and he gave it 3 stars. I care more what my friend says about the book than I do the other 500 people who reviewed it. And it puts my friend's reviews up at the top. Do you recommend that authors put their own books that they're reading of other authors and put reviews of those books on Goodreads and use it as a reader, or just use it as an author?
You know, I used to write book reviews of other authors, and I, at a certain point, decided this is a conflict of interest for me. These people are my competition. I'm writing reviews of them, and there's just this urge within me to be a little bit more critical of them than I would. So I stopped doing reviews completely quite a long time ago. Now, I'm just saying that's my personal decision. I'm not saying that's the right or wrong decision for anyone else, but it's just, I looked inside myself and didn't like what I was seeing. Okay.
That's a good point. We're running out of time, but there's so much about Goodreads to cover. We may have to do a couple of episodes on this. But what for someone who's unpublished? They have no books out yet. They're currently working on their first manuscript. Maybe they're doing NaNoWriMo or they're in the middle of that process. Should they be using Goodreads, or is this one of those things that they should put off until later?
Yes, if you're going to be promoting on Goodreads at any point in the future, you should be using Goodreads as a reader so that you know what the reader's expectations are. Let me tell you an important principle about marketing, and that is, if you just make it your goal to help people as much as possible, you will eventually make all the money that you deserve. Okay, and if you are in there to help yourself, you may make money for a while, but you're never going to feel good about it. So learn what it is that readers are looking for on Goodreads as a reader. Experience Goodreads as a reader, and then later on when you become an author, you will know how to treat people right.
That is really good, and I hope you all are hearing this, because if you can take that one principle and put it into practice, that will help you not just with Goodreads, but in every form of marketing. You have to give before you can get. You have to sow before you can reap. Another tool that people use Goodreads for is they set a reading goal at the beginning of the year of, I'm going to read 52 books a year. It's probably the most common reading goal, a book a week. Some people set much higher goals than that, 100 books a year, 200 books a year. And so two of the most busy weeks on Goodreads is the last week of the year. In fact, I've seen Goodreads go down on that week because they're getting so much traffic of people updating their reading goal. And the first week of the year of people adding their new books and setting a new reading goal. What are some activities that authors can do during that peak season to take advantage of that kind of surge in traffic that Goodreads gets?
One of the most powerful things you can do on Goodreads is to give away some books. Now, those have to be paper copies of the books. Goodreads does not allow you to give away ebooks, but if you give away even a single book, you will add an incredible number of people who are in some sense following you. They'll either have your book on their to-read list, or they will have added you to their list in some way. And that raises your visibility. Now, nobody knows exactly what Goodreads' algorithm is for visibility and how they use that, but it can only help to raise your visibility. And it's amazing. I've run experiments where I put just a single book up for sale, one copy of a paper edition of my books, put it up there, and 800 people signed up for the free drawing to get that book. That's remarkable. 800 people who possibly most of those didn't know I existed before, now they do.
Randy, let's talk for just a moment about that. In regard, and you mentioned it at the start of the podcast, that Facebook has so many more people than Goodreads. Mm-hmm. And yet talk for a minute about the studies that have been done. My publisher did a study on this, that the rate of return is much higher. It's a much higher ratio on Goodreads that will actually sell books than anybody on Facebook. You want to talk about that for a minute?
I would talk about that if I knew anything about that.
I see. let me talk about it for a moment. Yeah. The bottom line is my publisher, HarperCollins Thomas Nelson, did a study to find out what was a better return, activity on Facebook or activity on Goodreads. And the percentage, even though it's a lot smaller population, I think you said 16 million, Thomas? Even though it's a much smaller population, the rate of return, in other words, the ratio of people who will respond to a drawing like you talked about or actually purchase books is significantly higher.
Yeah, let me tell you one study that I am aware of that was done by the guy at ProBlogger. So Darren Rouse runs ProBlogger.net. It's the best blog on blogging in the world. He released a product earlier this year, and in June, he published the results of, where did people get, how did people do? And what he found was that the social media didn't really account for most of his sales, maybe 3%. His blog accounted for 7% of his sales.
Wow.
You know where 87% of the sales came from? Email.
Yeah.
Okay, that is a huge lesson for all authors.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we are out of time, but I want to do another podcast on this at some point in the future. So some quick tips as we close. Sign up for Goodreads. That doesn't take very long. It's a one-time act. Put some of your books up for giveaways on Goodreads. That is very inexpensive, and it can really boost your visibility on Goodreads. You just go to that Explore tab and go explore the Explore tab, because each one of those tabs are really cool. We haven't had a chance to talk about all of them, but there's one that's called Giveaways, and you can even enter to win other people's books for free, and you'll get them mailed right to you. I've had friends who've won contests, and it's really fun to win books through Goodreads. Get your profile to 100%, give away books, and clean up the books that you already have, and just be an active member of the community. Later, we'll have a more advanced talk, and we'll talk about advertising and other things like that. But this show has been brought to you by My Book Table. My Book Table is the premier bookstore for WordPress, and it now comes with Goodreads integration, actually because of Randy's recommendation. He said, you got to add Goodreads integration to the plugin, and so we did. You can now show off your Goodreads reviews right inside your website, inside your book pages on My Book Table, and there's also a button where your readers can add your books to their bookshelves within Goodreads with one click right inside of My Book Table. You can check that out for free at mybooktable.com.
This has been the Novel Marketing Podcast. We love to hear from you. We'd love you to go to novelmarketing.com and pick up the show notes, and also like us on Facebook, Novel Marketing. Randy, thanks again for being our guest. And like Thomas said, we look forward to having you back very soon to talk about Goodreads a little further.
It's been fun. Thanks for having me, guys.